Hi, this is a dictation for patient Seema J, S-E-M-A-J. Last name is Richardson/Peterson, but we'll use Peterson as a last name. R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N dash P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth is 10-23-94. The date of accident is June 8, 2025. Date of service is 7-10-2025. Seema J. Peterson. The patient presents for her new patient evaluation today at the recommendation of her lawyer and her therapist. The patient reports that she started having severe pain immediately after the accident on June 8, 2025. She had no insurance and hence she could not see a doctor immediately. The patient reports that she is having severe pain in the lower back, especially more on the right side and across. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the right knee, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And right shoulder pain, 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. With maximum ability to lift is 90 degrees. The patient has difficulty in walking, standing, sitting, and she's feeling depressed, panicky. Sleep is all right. History of the automobile accident. Patient reports that all the symptoms that happened are as a result of an accident that happened on 6-8-2025. Between 12 and 1 a.m., she was walking. She was walking on Finkel near the intersection with Wyoming. She was crossing to go to Wyoming. A car came from Wyoming and hit into her back. She grabbed the light pole which was next to her, but hit her right arm and right knee got hit by the car. She do not have the history of details as she passed out after the accident. She do not have the history of damage to the car or brand of the car. She was a pedestrian. Apparently, she thinks it was over the speed limit. She passed out for several minutes, and the police did not come and ambulance did not come. It was a hit and run accident on top of it. She denies any laceration, fracture, or dislocation. She denied any direct head trauma, and she may have injured her right knee and right shoulder while coming down after the accident on the ground. No more details are provided, but she says that her right arm and right knee was traumatized. She did not go to any emergency room. She has not seen any doctor, no physical therapy, no chiropractic treatment until now. No x-rays, MRI, CT scan have been done. History of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches that are 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are present for 2 to 3 hours each time they come. They are mostly located in the front and they are 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Constant. They are sensitive to the light, no sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of dizziness and blurred vision and spots in the vision. She denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, no memory loss, balance problem. There is no confusion, disorientation or focus problem. No ringing in the ear. There is no taste problem, no smell problem, and no TMJ problem. There is no issue with the loss of vision field except blurred vision and spots in the vision, nothing else. Further, she denies any subtle anesthesia and no sleep disturbances and no incontinence of the urine, bowel, no numbness, tingling, no radiculopathy of the pain, no lethargy, lightheadedness, slight difficulty walking is reported, slight anxiety is reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, please review the records for the pain is several times a day. The character of the pain, the intensity, ADL, modified factor for the pain is, and the additional history of the pain. Patient reports of numbness, tingling, pain, syndrome in the lower back only, maybe some part of the buttocks, upper part of the buttocks, and her leg is shaking due to the pain in the right knee, but she has not fallen. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies, for family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, personal history. Please review the records for the diagnosis and the ADL also. Physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 30-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, and no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Mild anxiety but no lethargy. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with a slight limp on the right leg and is otherwise mobile, not using any cane or any adaptive devices. She does not have any knee brace either. Blood pressure is 114 over 70, pulse 50, respiratory rate is 20, and the temperature 97.1. It is 5 feet and 2 inches and 114 pound weight. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological, psychiatric, and musculature examination that are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The cervical spine examination was completed. So spine tenderness is only present in the SI joint area bilaterally, more on the right, and L5-S1 area. The paravertebral muscle spasm, quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscles are not in spasm, no trigger points. Hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion cervical spine is as follows. Cervical spine range of motion is normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 25 and extension is 15, bilateral rotation is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15. Hyperextension was slightly painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Stotterheil test are all negative. For a six spine, the Slump test and Roos test is negative. In the lumbar spine, split leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees. Bilaterally, CLR is positive. CAM test is positive. Breger test and the Brudzinski Kernick test found negative. Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint are tender with positive Faber test. Gunslin test is positive. And tending flexion test, ili compression, and distraction test all positive. Extremities, except for the right knee, all the extremities, for the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. Examination of the right shoulder is as follows. The patient has a normally appearing right shoulder on inspection, no fracture dislocation. On palpation, there are no laceration, no contusion, no tender points, except for the AC joint in the front. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of flexion and abduction on active motion. Passive motion is normal. No crackling noise or any crepitus grinding are heard. Special testing was conducted. The Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. MTBR can test is positive. Near test is positive. P test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Distally, the right arm has a normal motor power, normal grip, and no other deficit. Tinel's and Fallon sign is negative. In the right knee area, the patient has no, on inspection, no scar or edema effusion. On palpation, there is a peripetal or tenderness. Tenderness in the medial collateral ligament slightly, but ligaments are intact, both the collateral ligaments, and there is no asymmetry. The knee doesn't appear to be warm or cold. No crepitus grinding noise is heard. Range of motion is normal to 135 degrees of flexion. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. Steinman and Mike Murray negative. Patellar apprehension test is positive. Diagnosis from the template, plan of care is from the template, diagnosis from the records. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is provided with the order for physical therapy to focus on the lower back, the right shoulder, right knee. And two times a week with thermomodalities, traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie programs, bilateral SI joint, is disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation. Medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg at night for sleep and muscle relaxation, L-level 50 mg at night for sleep, Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours for 7 days are provided. Masks were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records. We are requesting the release of the record from the emergency room that the patient visited. Oh, actually, she did not visit any emergency room, so that there are no records available, no MRIs. Interventional pain procedure, we'll meet the patient a few times for follow-up visit, and if pains continue, we'll order further investigation. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Investigation, none. DME, no DME is being provided. Education is none. Disability, yes. Discussed follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.